ring.
That's a telephone. I'll answer it.
No, I must count them. Yeah, two rings.
I have to answer the phone there.
No, I am counting the rings. Three rings.
Podcast Bone Phone.
Whoa, what a surprise. I have a special Halloween haunt booty call on the Bone Phone. And by booty, I mean loot, plunder, in ill-gotten gains. Actually, I'm not really sure what I mean. But I have author of Drawn to the Dark, Exploration of Scare Tourism Around the World, Chris Kallstrom. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Happy autumn.
Happy autumn.
So, like I said, we've met briefly. We've actually danced, crazy enough.
That's right.
Might have been our first encounter. We cha-cha'd across the dance floor. It was amazing. I didn't even know I could cha-cha, which is really surprising. No, we were at Jim Wheelock's wedding. I DJ'd. You were there as a guest. It was a fun night. Good times.
It was. I think he played plenty of Weird Al.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he gave me a very eclectic mix of music that he wanted to be played, as well as letting me do, you know, what I do or what I used to do. I really don't DJ anymore, so it's kind of one of I've graduated. I'm a podcaster now. It's so such a big deal. I can't DJ weddings anymore. That's beneath me. No, I'm kidding. I'm just being a jackass. So, this is not your first rodeo. You've written several other books over the past few years. What were some of the other titles?
The first one was Making a Monstrous Halloween, and that was different ways to celebrate Halloween, not just in the fall, but all year. And then the other two books, Monster Parties and Games and Deadly Rolls, are specific games that you can make yourself. And they range from card games to board games to murder mysteries.
Fun for all ages. and then that brings us to your new book, Drawn to the Dark. Does this have any revelations in it to why you're drawn to the dark, or just why other people are drawn to the dark?
Why we all are, for different reasons. And that was one of my favorite parts of writing it and researching it. Is this book is a year of travels I did around the world to go to monster shows in 11 different countries and go to these shows with people from those countries and see why they were interested in them, what I learned from them, and to just see the universal draw to all of this.
What prompted the book? Like, how did you come up with the concept?
Well, I had been, before I left for the travels, I'd been in grad school for 3 years, and each summer I would spend a month away in different countries going to shows and haunts abroad. And once I was done with grad school, I decided I wanted to spend a year doing that nonstop and write a book about it.
Give us a little sampling of, or a little teaser about what we might find in the book.
Okay. Well, the first country I went to was Mexico, Oaxaca, for Day of the Dead, where they have parades and events in the cemeteries and town-wide sand art competitions, all based on both remembering past ancestors and welcoming spirits back and kind of mocking our universal fate that we're all going to die. So people dress like skeletons and elegant skeletons and just dance in the whole town. And so I was there for a few weeks. And then after that, at the suggestion actually of Alan Hopps of Dark Hour, I went to Austria for a month to research Krampus events because he held a talk about that. I think it was, if not the year I went the year before, and I first learned about Krampus, this demon that comes around for Christmas. And they have also events that take place throughout entire towns, these groups of anywhere between 12 to 100 members will each dress as Krampus and kind of parade through the town and actually strike people, physically strike people with weapons, animal tails, and sticks and branches.
Now, did the person have to have done something wrong to be stricken, or they just says Krampus doesn't like him and then they just gets to beat on somebody? And That's crazy. It's just assault on the streets, basically.
Pretty much. The legend goes that Krampus would come door to door and punish naughty children. But in the streets, what they do now is anybody, if you're in Krampus's way, you're fair game. But he would never attack a child. It's only teenagers and adults.
That's cool. And then you bounced from there to where?
From there, I went to Florence for a week, 2 weeks actually, because that's where Dante is from, who wrote The Divine Comedy. And I just love the Inferno section of that, the first third of the book, because the way we envision hell now is largely based on his writings. And so I went to the museums down there and saw some exhibits of how people depicted his work. And so that was beautiful. And so that wasn't a festival, that was more exhibits. And from there I went to Japan, and they have two different festivals in two different areas of Japan about demons that come around each year. And it was interesting to see that one of them was actually very similar to Krampus, and that he came around each year to not punish children physically like Krampus did, but threaten them to stay on good behavior. And that those demons are called the Namahagi.
Were you traveling with someone or?
I traveled by myself, but in each place I stayed, with the exception of Mexico, I stayed with a couch surfing host. And Couchsurfing is an organization where everybody has a profile, and you can, it's people letting travelers stay in their home free of charge, usually because the person hosting them likes to meet somebody from a new place and kind of show them around town, kind of show off their town. And so each person I contacted, I told them why I was going, what I was interested in. And they were so excited that this American who had no previous knowledge or experience of their culture was coming to write about it. And so they went to these festivals with me and told me all about what it was like to grow up with that festival and celebration.
All right. So from Japan, where to next?
From Japan, I went to Hungary. They have an annual festival called the Buszóhares Carnival. And that stems from a legend where back when Hungary was in rule, was in Turkish rule, the locals gathered together and dressed in these costumes to scare off the Turks. And so they made these masks out of wood and painted them with blood and covered themselves with animal skins. And the Turks were scared and took off. And so every year they commemorate that by having the Battle of the Mohács and dressing as these buszós, which kind of look like large sheep men, more comical than scary, but similar to the other celebrations. You have these people who grow up doing this from the time they're 10, 12 years old, all the way through adulthood, going in parades and just interacting with people who come out and celebrate. After Hungary, I spent 6 weeks in Transylvania to look at sites associated with Vlad Tepes and Dracula. So I went to Braun Castle with my host, who had actually taken, I think, every couch surfer he's ever hosted there, and went through that. And it was incredible to see that there was a haunted attraction right next to the castle. And although he had seen it for years, he had never gone in because nobody else wanted to go in with him. And I was more excited about that than I was the actual castle. So I got to take him first through his first haunt.
What did you think?
It was good. I mean, it was totally cheeky, but I loved it because I love that stuff.
Was it completely different from what you typically see in the U.S. as far as a haunted attraction, or is it kind of the
same? No, it was Yeah, it's kind of the same, but all themed on Vlad the Impaler and Dracula and vampires, kind of going with what tourists like me were hoping to see. From there, I went to Germany because they were having a festival known as Walpurgisnacht, and that's from the story of Faust, when Faust gets taken up to the Brocken Mountain to see the witches and devils congregating on Walpurgisnacht and to tempt him into sin. And so what they do throughout Germany on April 30th is celebrate by people dressing up as witches and devils, and they have bonfires where they burn effigies. But I went to the actual Brocken Mountain where the story takes place, and people were dressed up, and they had this huge light show where they did the story of Faust, and they had a concert, and it was this all these like festival foods, and it was just crazy. And I had to take the gondola lift up there. That was very fun. After I went to Walpurgisnacht, I spent a week in Berlin, and actually a week before Walpurgisnacht, I was in the countryside area. After Germany, I was in Ireland, and it was really nice to be in a native English-speaking country after so long. And in Ireland, I went because they have unique ghost tours that they run all year. And I had never heard of this before, but they're becoming more and more popular. They're ghost bus tours, where you go on this big coach bus, and they take you around, and the entire coach is themed, so it's like you're in a moving theater, and they're telling you stories as you go, and you get off the bus and tour graveyards and all this stuff. And the one I went on was also a bit like a magic show slash comedian. And so it was the best tour, one of the best ghost tours I've ever been on.
Excellent. They do some pub stops for you too, or, you know?
They did, actually. I don't drink, unfortunately.
You to a haunted pub?
Every stop is reportedly haunted.
So you spent a little time in Ireland. And did that wrap the trip? Was that the end of your trip?
After Ireland, it was England and then New Zealand and then back to the U.S.
England, was it Guy Fawkes?
No, it was a zombie boot camp that I went for, and then a zombie school where they show you how to be a zombie actor. And what zombie boot camp is they teach you actual military techniques if you're in a movie like and you have to survive after a zombie apocalypse. So how to shoot them with, you know, a paintball gun, and how to actually strike at them with batons. And so you're doing all this against the zombie actors. And then in zombie school, you get to be the zombie that the next set of recruits is fighting against.
What happened in New Zealand? What was going on there?
New Zealand is absolutely gorgeous. I highly recommend it to everybody. And they have two haunted attractions that are open year-round, one on the North Island, one on the South Island. And they are Spookers and Fear Factory. And so I went through each of those. And they were just wonderful.
They were just two haunted attractions that just happened to run 24/7, basically. Well, not 24/7.
365.
Whatever.
That's it. Yes. Actually, Spookers is an entire haunted attraction park. So they have multiple attractions and a walk through the woods. And New Zealand Fear Factory is one attraction.
That brings you back to the States.
Yep, I went to a haunted attraction in Hawaii that's called Dr. Carnegie's House of Horrors, and I went through with my host, who was originally from Ohio, and he had never been through the show before, but he loved Halloween and the show, so it was fun to go through with him, especially after going through Spookers in New Zealand with my host, who was terrified, having not grown up with haunts. So it was fun to see their different reactions. After Hawaii, I went to Alaska, and I stayed with a couple up there. The husband runs a Halloween costume shop, and so I stayed with them, and we went to a haunted attraction and kind of toured some big displays in the area where, of course, he knew everybody who built the displays because he sold them all the props. Then I went to Texas and went to a show called Zombie Manor, which, unfortunately, it was their last year working. They've since sold it, and it's now running in Canada. So I was glad to be able to write about it and meet the cast for their last year. While I was in Hawaii, and they happened to mention that Midnight Syndicate was holding a concert at Cedar Point, and so after I left Texas, I went to see their show and wrote about that, and it was just wonderful. They're actually going to be there again this year, and so I'm going back. It was one of the highlights of the whole trip.
Holy shit. I mean, everywhere you went, and that was one of the highlights of your trip.
Absolutely, hands down. It was
those
that good.
Boys must be good live.
They are.
So where did you wrap the trip up?
The trip was wrapped up in St. Pete, Florida, with Hellview Cemetery attraction. That's a home haunt. So that I actually got to work that.
His last year, wasn't it? Mark's last year?
No, last year was his last year, 2016.
Oh, so this whole trip was in 2015.
It was 2013 through 2014. Yep, it took me a year and a half to write it, and then a year and a half for the publisher to put it out.
What do you think was your best experience overall?
Aside from the Midnight Syndicate concert, which was absolutely wonderful, I think that the Krampus shows were my favorite because it was just an entire town, both the Krampus actors and the people coming out to see him. Just so many people out and about. And while doing their Christmas shopping, no less. So it was something I had never before experienced.
That's got to be wild. All right. So you know what I'm going to do? I am going to go right now because I didn't do this before our interview because we lined this up about 3 days ago and I didn't have time to get the book and read it before this conversation. So I'm going to go out and buy a copy. And you know what? If you're listening to this, you should too. Tell them where they can go find a copy of the book.
Well, my website is monstersandbooks.com, but you can actually get the book wherever books are sold. If you want to go to Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Target, Walmart, wherever you want to go.
It's on the shelves.
It's on the shelves at Barnes & Noble. The other places you have to order it.
You have to order it, or you can get a digital copy?
Yes.
Are you going to be doing the voiceover for the audiobook? No?
I think it will be an audiobook eventually. I don't know if anybody would want me to do the voice, though.
You'll have to talk to my boy Revenant. Maybe he can help you out. He's looking at getting the book voiceovers. All right. That's awesome. So go out and get your copy of this. It's available at all your fine book establishments. Get a copy. It's Drawn to the Dark, Exploration of Scare Tourism Around the World by Chris Kolstrom. You better get a copy. Right, Chris?
That's right. It'll make your Halloween.
Well, thanks for giving me a call.
Thanks for having me.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
I'm going now. Heaven help you.
Please like and follow the podcast. Stalk us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Links in the description. And help us by sharing HauntCast with all your haunted Halloween brethren. Until next time, stay scary.